Do you want? Please come here. I'm sorry, I haven't prepared anything for a lecture, for this lecture. So, I shall be very happy if you have some questions. And so that I can say something about it. Do you have some questions? Hi.
Roshi, would you speak about the relationship of conditioned origination and free will in our everyday life? Is it possible to say anything about that?
Condition of?
The relationship of conditioned origination.
Origination.
The chain of causation. Free will
to determine
our own
actions in our daily life. Free will? I don't know. What condition? Origination? What is it?
The 12-fold chain of causation.
Mm-hmm.
The 12-fold chain of causation.
Mm. No. Oh, I see.
And free will. The relationship with those two things.
Uh-huh. That's deep. Do you know, Taylor, links of causation? 12 links of causation. That our life originated started from ignorance. We came out of ignorance. Excuse me, I have something in my mouth still. Do you know something about it? Why we came, this world is because of ignorance. Ignorance is the origin of not species, but the origin of being, maybe. Why we say so is because we think we exist here with some self-nature. So, but actually, there's nothing to be called as self-nature. So that we think I am here with some self-nature is actually not right. Why we have this kind of imperfect understanding of being, not only ourselves, but also all being. Not misunderstanding, but a kind of delusion. To see something which does not really exist is delusion. We say, I flower, you know, Ganga. Literal translation is to see something, you know. Sometimes we see in the sky something like flower, you know. Or if you watch someone and see in the sky, you see some white, you know, some image in the sky. That to see something which does not really exist is Ganka or eye flower. And we actually, you know, what we see is not, does not actually exist in that way. Tentatively, you know, in the smallest particle of time, we exist in this way, but next moment we change into something else, because we become older and older. In 10 years, you will be amazed at you when you see yourself into the mirror. This is me. I have no hair here. That cannot be me, you know. So maybe someone else. That is right. Someone else. We changed already into someone else. But I think I am still young and I am still exist here as I was. But that is not true. And so, when nothing exists permanently, and to see something with some idea of concrete being, it's ignorance. So everything comes out of ignorance. And so the being, their being, between Jesus, between the real reality and and dear being which we see it's originated from ignorance. So first of all we count ignorance. And we, you know, as soon as we have from ignorant, you know, we see some activities, some concrete being, you know, start to act with each other. So this is and when you know some activities start, we will have some idea. And we will have as soon as we have some idea, we will have names for it. In this way, our knowledge of this world or understanding of things will develop. This is, you know, causation. But this series of this kind of explanation of causation is actually something which happened in this order, you know. But it explains interrelationship between our idea, many ideas, and and reality. And by this kind of explanation, we will understand how we exist here, or what kind of knowledge about our life we have. So to know, when we know this, when we understand our life in this way, we will we will have deeper understanding of life. Before we have this kind of understanding, you know, we just think we were born at a certain time and we start some activity and we start to have some experience of life or knowledge and we become order and order until we die. Now this is, you know, usual understanding of life. But if we understand our life if we understand our life started from ignorance, you know, and what is ignorance, and what is life in its usual sense, then you will not be attached to our life. And our understanding of life will be quite different from the understanding we had before. This is actually if we count in this way until sickness and death, and that is 12 links of causation. Even Buddhists in ancient time, or when some Buddhists understood the 12 links of causation is the explanation of how we came to this world and how we become old and die. But this is not perfect understanding of causation of 12 links. This is actually sometimes we count 10, you know, instead of 12. Sometimes there is no need always to be 12. It is actually the truth of interrelationship between things. As Buddha said, as air is here, as A arrives, B arrives. As A vanish, B vanish. This is, you know, the original teaching of Buddhism. As A exists, when A arrives, B arrives. When ignorance arrives, you know, our being arrives. So the relationship between ignorance and our being is interdependence. The truth between ignorance and some being is interdependence. We are interdependent beings. This is actually, you know, the in short, 12 links of causation should be understood like as A arises, B arises. As when ignorance arises, the suffering like birth or old age or sickness and death will arise. This is, you know, the real better understanding of causation of causation in their links. So if you apply this teaching to your everyday life, without sticking to some idea, without perfect freedom from things, we can work on everything. And that is how we apply this teaching to our everyday life. I think you may have some books about those teaching is belongs to very old teaching, like Theravada Buddhism, or early period of Buddhist thought, you have to study. When you study history of Buddhist thought, you have to study this kind of teaching. Okay? That is just born of the teaching of style of links, of causes. Do you have some question about maybe about this related to this? If possible, I want you to ask some questions about this topic of links.
Usually, in the Japanese Zen explanation of the 12 cause links says that it takes place over many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or three lifetimes.
Yeah.
At least. Would you speak about that?
That is, you know, as I said, more, you know, maybe I can say primitive explanation. There, you know, before, you know, many people understood in that way. But if you study the history of early Buddhism, you may find out how this teaching came to Twelve Links. Before Twelve Links, we have 10 or 8. You know. so maybe, you know, teaching why we suffer, you know. Like for noble truth. It is originated, that kind of teaching. And more, that is something which we should know. The originary Buddhist teaching is not so complicated. It was quite it was more easier to understand. But the fire, priests started to become a priest, which is something different from layman. They studied, and they made our teaching more maybe professional, more philosophical. With some convincing, power. But like music, if you study many music, you will, understand how more contemporary Japanese music became in this form. In this way, we will go back to the old teaching, which was taught by Buddha. I think to study complicated philosophy is maybe good, it may be necessary, but to understand it more simply, so that we can apply it directly to our everyday life, maybe more important, I think. Hi.
Roshi, many times when we ask you questions, we want to know what your idea is. You tell us that you have no particular idea. And I think in one of the Sesshin lectures in San Francisco, you talked, I think it was two words in Japanese and it was three words in English. Not always so. And yeah. I wonder if these ideas which you talked to us about are maybe before the arising of ignorance, or of the what if thought arises, are we then trapped by the links, by these 12 links?
Mm-hmm.
If a thought arises, but we know it's not always that way, are we possibly a little bit freer?
Yeah. A little bit freer. But it does not mean to ignore things as we see, But that we must be detachment. We must be detached from it at the same time. This is my main point of practice, why we practice. Hi.
When we moved rocks with you today,
uh-huh.
This, and then we talked philosophically, but these aren't always rocks. Or we put them in one form, but they can go in another form.
Uh-huh.
I sometimes experience this difficulty of what I experience every day, and yet trying to be detached from that at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but there's no special way, There's no secret. That is why, we practice with you and we practice doesn't. even though you try, you cannot, you know, something which you cannot. Or it is not something which could be done by trying to, you know, do something. It is something which will come to you, or which will happen to you. So anyway, the only way is to come to Tathāgata. Okay? That way, that is the secret.
Is it possible that before one gets to a point that one can accept that nothing exists, that one can see things in a different way, so that they not only do exist, but exist much more substantially, mm-hmm. that one sees them the way they are, apart from one's own ego or oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, can that happen?
Who is talking? I hear voice only. Huh? Oh, I see, excuse me. I became old now. I think you understand pretty well. So if you understand that much, and practice our way, that is how you should do, how you should make progress in your practice and in your everyday life, I think. Do you have some special difficulty? No, I think so. That's very good, I think. Some more question? Hi.
I wondered about the question of how concerned and in what way would you advise us to be in relation to the rest of the Sangha, the other people that we're practicing with. For example, suppose we're working with other people and we're talking, and one of us feels, suppose we're working with other people and we're talking, and one of us feels that we should not be talking, we should be quiet. Mm-hmm. Would you advise that person to please ask the others to be quiet?
Sometime. Maybe better not to try, not to, you know. But sometimes you have to, maybe. All of us are trying, you know, pretty hard. So. Naturally, if you live in this way, actually we are helping with each other. Anyway, let's try little by little.
Would you speak about the relationship of one moment to the next moment, one moment to another moment?
Louder, please.
Would you speak about the relationship of one moment to the next moment?
In two ways. What will be the one way and what will be the other way? One relationship, one moment after one moment and the next moment. One answer is no relationship. And another answer is relations. There is relations. That is why I'm laughing. You know. If I have to say something, you know. I must say in two ways. Do you know the story of Hyakujo? Hyakujo. Yeah, I told you, you know. when Hyakujo started his temple, there was an old man who was listening to his lecture all the time. one day, after all the students left, he didn't leave. He was staying there. So Hyakujo asked him, why do you stay? And that old man said, actually, I was in this temple before you come to this temple. And because I gave wrong answer to students, I changed my life. In next life, I became a fox. But in disguise of human being, as I am a fox, I am here, right here. And Hyakujo asked, what was the mistake you made? Now someone asked, when someone asked me if the causation the truth of causality result and effect always exist in the same way and the old man said, no, it doesn't exist. If you practice that, you will be beyond the truth of the causation. So it means that there is no relationship between I and, in this moment and next moment. Because that answer was not right, he became a fox in his next life. And I cannot get out of the life of fox since then. So if you have some, if you give me some good, perfect teaching, I would be free from the karma to be a fox. So, help yourself, repeat the question. And he repeated his question. And this time, Jagdjo's answer, yes, it exists. You will be the fox next life too, because... because you are fox in this life. So next time, you will be fox too. Maybe American fox or Japanese fox. I don't know. Anyway, you will be fox, he said. At that moment, he attained enlightenment. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. No. So if you stick to understanding. Realistic understanding of yes or no. That would be the wrong answer. Because reality does not, is not exist in that way. Yes is right and no is right too. Or yes is not right, no is not right. Hi.
Rishi, in order to feel compassion for yourself and for others, one must be detached. But to be detached would mean not to have memory of suffering. And I don't understand how you can feel compassion without remembering suffering.
Yeah, suffering. When we suffer, there may be two ways. Even though we say, here is same problem, yes and no, no. When we suffer, and actually we suffer, suffering exists, you know. But suffering does not exist like, you know, we do not suffer like usual person suffer. Still suffering is there, here, in the same way. But how we feel about it is different. How we accept suffering is different. So it does not mean to even though we say we should be go beyond suffering, But it does not mean to have no suffering. We suffer, but where we suffer is not safe. Okay, and the difference is the suffering. The other side, we know, because we know, you know, we know how, why we suffer and how we suffer. When we know really why you suffer, you will know how to get out of suffering. If you know why you come to the Sahara, you know, you will know how to go back to San Francisco. So even though you are the Sahara, you know, you don't feel so bad. Because you know how to go back to San Francisco. But when you don't know how to go back to San Francisco, you know, the difficulty we have here may be the same, but there are big difference between the person who know how to go back to San Francisco and who don't know how to go back. This kind of difference is there. And to suffer, to help others, you know, and to suffer just for ourselves is different. Sometimes we suffer, you know. We stay someplace where there's suffering, and we suffer with people. There's a big difference. Okay?
When you were talking about our parents give us and the faith that our practice gives us, you mentioned that at a certain time in life, one should have laid a foundation. I didn't understand exactly what you meant by a foundation for the life, or what it was the foundation of.
How I explained about the foundation of life. The foundation when your practice is right, you know, you will make actual progress. But if your practice is wrong and continue, your practice like you do something like you practice something else. It doesn't make any progress. As a Zen student. Because, you know, direction is quite different. Do you understand the direction? Hi.
If we're moving in this direction, then students might say, are we to forget about other directions? Or are we to be here and now and just be students?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, for most of us, and because we are firmly rooted, you know, we have very strong habit, so to go the other way is pretty difficult. Unless you make deep effort, it is not possible to go the other way. You cannot do both ways at the same time. Direction is in opposite. So you cannot, you know, if direction is similar, maybe you can, but quite the opposite. If you go this way, you cannot go that way.
There seems to be that maybe my dualistic mind, but when I practice here, it eliminates right away many things in the secular world.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, because the practice is very different,
yeah.
And the way is different, the path is different.
Yeah.
And so I have dropped those things.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, my world becomes different.
Yeah.
But I get a feeling while I'm here that we're only supposed to be here a short time to train.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're supposed to go back to that, you might call it other world, where the practice is very much in opposite direction.
Yeah.
And can you talk about that?
Yeah, good question. It is a good question to me too. You know, we should know, you know, we should observe ourselves very carefully. It is not a matter of, you know, to go to San Francisco or to stay here. Even though you stay here, you have same problems. And this, about this kind of thing I explained already in previous lectures. Together, with people in practice, there you have a very strong root of you have strong root of opposite practice. So even though you are here, there, it does not mean that if you are here, everything is okay. Even though you are here, there are many things to work on. even though you are sitting, you know. Of course, yes, you shouldn't say, you shouldn't make some excuse for it. Because I am sitting, I cannot practice my way. That is wrong. If you observe yourself closely, there are many things which you can do, which you can practice, which you can work on it.
My feeling is that while I'm here, if I go back, say I went back and did it tomorrow, I would just encourage and continue this 12 finger causation. That my practice in the sitting wouldn't be good for other people as well as for myself. And I feel this may be selfish, but I feel that my practice here in a sense is for everyone. And the feeling is to want to stay here or stay in this type of environment, maybe not here, somewhere else. And sort of be on the path, well along the path, to help be able to help other people, rather than to go stay here a while and get a little bit of light, and then go back to the city and get all covered with soot. And contribute to the soot in the city. It's a great difficulty for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the great difficulty you mean is not same difficulty I mean. You know, that difficulty is something which you could be solved quite easily. If you stay here, that's all. That is not so big problem.
Isn't there a rule that we can't stay here beyond a certain length of time? I thought that our practice was to stay here and train and then go back, maybe in this month.
You are wrong.
He said that if we understand why we suffer, then we can get out of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can explain why you suffer.
Why we suffer? Because we expect something which you shouldn't expect. And you want to gain something which you cannot have it. You know? That is why. You think you can. You feel you can, but accept that is not possible. For most of the people, something which you think you can is not something you cannot. If you think more, that is very true. Because, you know, our life started by ignorance. So, here is big, you know, truth or the core, you know, immutable truth. First of all, we should know that and, you know, which is doing something with ourselves. This is too big problem to, you know, to talk about that is true. Hi.
How are we to know that what we expect is something that we can't get unless we try to get that? Take, for example, the questions of war and peace. Now, I think of spiritual war and peace.
War, yes.
Now, I think spiritual people would like an end to war,
uh-huh.
and they might suffer if they expect it and don't get it.
Uh-huh.
But who's to say that they might in fact get it if they work for it?
Yeah. War, you know, in, it will not be, you know. We cannot put an end to it, you know. I don't think so. But if we do not make any effort to put an end to it, you know, what will be happen to us? So, anyway, we should, even though it is not possible, we should, knowing that it is not possible, we should try to, to keep our effort to stop it. That is more Buddhist, our way. Although we know that that is not possible, we should not be discouraged by knowing. If something is right, anyway we should try and keep continuing to try. We keep continue to work on it. But usual effort of putting end to war is the most people may think that is possible. But in some way, you know, not by gun, but in some way war will be continued in our life. I think in this way. So if all of us try to, you know, put an end to war, even though we have actually some war between us, tragedy, we will not have this kind of tragedy. By fighting some big conflicts, you know. With some big conflicts to win or to put an end to it is, you know, again, the cause of the war. You will cause war because you think it is possible, and because you think you are completely right. You know, that is not so. That is not always so. That you expect, that you think it is possible, is already wrong. So, you know, you shouldn't think you are completely right. But still, we should try to be right. I think this is very important point for for us right now, especially. So people may divide it in two and fighting with each other in the same country. One may say, you know, we should not fight. We should stop war. You know, you are wrong, completely wrong. And the other may say, you don't know, you know, what is going on in this world. We should fight. If you don't fight, we will be lost. And he thinks he is completely right. So there is big gap between two parties. And they have to fight again with each other. Same thing will be repeated. So if both of them know they are not completely right, there may be some way to help with each other. Because our understanding is very naive and rigid, and we have too much confidence in ourselves, we cannot help with each other. So not always right is very important teaching, very strict teaching.
Especially the first of the vows, the three of our vows, we say, sentient beings are numberless. I take a vow to save them all.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have two questions. One, what is there to save them from? And two, how do we go about saving them from whatever it is?
Terrible question. Go away. You get sati, bro. From what? Why do you came here? I must ask you. Endless. To know the sentient beings are endless, you know, numerous, innumerable, is very important. But like the answer will be the same answer. Why? We should try to stop war. So we will not be discouraged in our practice, because we have no idea of perfection or attainment. Something which should be done should be worked for anyway. Or else you don't feel so good, first of all. If you say, you know, this is complete practice, this is perfect, then you will not have so much friends. You just thought you will say. Japanese people do like this, you know. You know, fine. Fox. Fox. It. Oh my. I became fox.